The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and learn how you can support this and other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Kevin of Mount's Cradle, a.k.a. Young Crybaby, a.k.a. Trash Humper Dink, a.k.a. the Prince Jellyfish. You're here with me on the Nerdy Show. Keep on listening, because I love you.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
I'm Jared.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Trench.
I'm Paul.
I'm Jermaine.
I'm Josh.
Hi, I'm Hex.
I'm Tony.
I'm Briggs.
Hey, I'm Doug.
And this is the Nerdy Show Microsode.
Oh, you wouldn't guess it from the cast.
We're actually recording a Microsode? I didn't know that. Oh, shit.
Brandon is already drunk.
Drunkersode. What's this Drunkersode about?
This Drunkersode is called Games That Actually Need Remakes.
Final Fantasy VII, Terra Enigma, Secret of Mana.
Hold your horses.
Front Mission 3.
This is requested by Archaeus.
StarCraft 2.
This is requested by Archaeus, and the one thing he said is, games that need remakes, aside from Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, what the fuck? That's the only
remake. He really did.
Okay, wow. Xenogears.
I think because we all know
that's true. Final Fantasy VII
needs a remake. Does anybody disagree with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, everyone
does. Yes, I do.
Jermaine, you disagree with that?
I've been playing it all week.
You've seen their paintbrush arms? You really need to remake that shit. Come on.
It's just like, I'm all for the Xenogears remake, but if I had, in my heart of hearts, the game I'd be willing to spend the most money on to play a redone version is Streets of Rage 2.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
Arceus asks, what games need remakes aside from Final Fantasy VII, but you attest that it does absolutely not need a remake.
And I second that.
I've been playing it all week.
Yeah.
It's literally the easiest RPG game I've played because you have your characters and you have your backgrounds, so they both look so different that I know where I don't need to go.
Wouldn't
There's
it look better?
That indicate where I can go and where I can't.
When you have slow-moving polygon characters, wouldn't you just want that updated into current gen?
No.
Well, fuck you.
I don't want it. I'm just saying no. Final Fantasy VII does not need a remake simply because of the people who'd be remaking it. Have you played a Square Enix game recently?
I'm just going to pause for a second. No. I love that the guy specifically said, hey, don't talk about Final Fantasy VII. I'm like, oh, okay.
But
let's debate Final Fantasy VII.
He said that it totally needed a remake by saying that we don't even need to talk about it. So here's the counterpoint. Yeah.
Xenogears needs a remake because they rushed the second disc and they never really finished it.
Bushido Blade 2.
Yes.
That's definitely.
I would love
and Crash Bandicoot 1, am I right?
Yeah,
right,
buddy.
Guys? Yeah, no.
I would love how they rebooted Tomb Raider, do the same thing for Crash Bandicoot because they're both PlayStation.
Like, super dark and
gritty. Yeah, yeah.
That would be really fulfilling. They could desexualize Crash Bandicoot. That would be
wonderful. Yeah,
I've had so many strange feelings about
it. It is Naughty Dog, for God's sakes, it is Naughty Dog. Yeah. So why not put Crash Bandicoot in the place of Nathan Drake?
No, I'm sorry.
I love it.
Yes. I want to see Crash Bandicoot's game.
Crash Bandicoot.
A Crash Bandicoot game that spoofs Uncharted may be the greatest thing ever.
And got desexualized because it's given me a lot of weird
feelings.
We've
already moved on to Crash Bandicoot.
Bandicoots is what I already call Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
I'd like a Shadows of the Empire remake, please.
It's out of canon.
I got a better one.
I don't give a fuck about George Lucas's shit right now, okay? Fuck George Lucas.
I know where you're going.
All right, where are you? I got a better one because the sequel that was supposed to come out, Republic Commando.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal shooter.
Did it come out?
They were supposed to get a sequel called Imperial Commando where you're still in the 501st, but you're hunting Jedi down with Vader. That's all you do.
How are you supposed to hunt Jedi down with
Vader? Because the 501st killed all the remaining Jedi.
But they had guns.
Exactly, they kill.
How the fuck does a Jedi be like, oh, we're gone, I'm dead?
Well, every Jedi, except for the ones in the prequels, gets killed by guns.
Yeah,
guns are pretty scary.
And actually, a few of the ones in the prequel movies get killed. You see the Twi'lek
just
get gunned down by. That would have been an amazing game.
Remember the scary General Grievous from the Clone Wars cartoon gets shot down like a punk?
So we all agree that George Lucas needs to be remade.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I know you're drunk right now, Brandon, but I just wanted to point out.
No, I'm not. not.
I just want to point out that George Lucas has no sway on Star Wars anymore. He is completely irrelevant.
I'm sorry, the guy uses a million lens flares per scene.
We're getting back on topic of the game.
Back on the game. Yeah.
If they took Star Wars Episode 1, the movie The Game, and remade that, it'd be better than the film.
Yes. You know they're going to make Super Star Wars Episode 7.
That gives me an idea.
I would actually. That would be amazing. Yeah.
What we need is Street Fighter, the movie, the game, the remake.
Are you talking about a game?
Such a horrible game.
Are you talking about the game based on the movie?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, God. The one on Sega Saturn.
With Raul Julia.
Yes.
You came in to fight a man and found a god. That's so good.
You know, I would have said Shaq Fu after that, but it's getting a remake.
In what movie would you find Jean-Claude Van Damme playing like an American patriot? That's fucking stupid as shit.
I know there's more than one movie. Bloodsport, yeah.
The quest. I am an American.
Bloodsport, The Quest, and Kickbox are all the same movie. If there was a game version, that one would have already been.
I feel like a game that needs a remake that they've been trying to remake for years unsuccessfully is Turtles in Time.
Yes.
Because every subsequent Turtles game.
What would you remake about it?
Hey, you actually bring up an interesting point here. What you're experiencing right now is two Nerdy Show microsodes being mashed up. Shit. A new challenger has entered the arena.
Oh, God.
Because
this got real.
Bryce Harris has asked us to talk about HD remakes of games.
So this shit has just been extended by 15 minutes. Great.
This is the HD remake of this microsode.
He said he was originally wanting to do The Legend of Hex, Childhood Stories from Hex's Aunt Nancy. But instead, opted for the less controversial topic of HD remakes of games. What games needed them, which ones didn't, which ones still do.
Who requested this so I can punch him in the face?
Bryce Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Hex, where are your ancestors?
Bryce Harris, you're on the list!
Now, there never was an HD remake of Turtles in Time, was there?
Yes, there was.
Oh, there was? Yes.
And it was abysmal.
You don't need to remake...
Because they did one for DuckTales, and it was supposed to be really good.
It was amazing.
It is really
the
good.
The problem with Turtles in Time is that it's a really good game. You don't need to remake something that's already good. The graphics are like sprite, like hand-drawn art. You don't need to remake that.
Last of Us is a game that is coming out.
With The Last of Us. Yeah, fucking remake that so I can buy it on my PS4. Thank you.
I like to back up and talk briefly about the Turtles in Time situation because it actually is a really interesting case of,
right, talk about it.
Of the HD remake. Here's what they did. They took the Turtles in Time arcade game, not the extended Super Nintendo game that most of us are more familiar with.
Right.
The arcade game was great because it had four players and it had a little bit more audio capacity. There were like
it was better.
Bits right, of dialogue. Yeah. It wasn't better though because the game is ridiculously short. The Super Nintendo one was an actual full game length, and this other one was not. They remade the game from scratch. They like new backgrounds, new sprites. They redid the score, and they ruined approximately everything.
One game that was my favorite HD remake to come out recently that actually built off the game, not just redoing the game in an HD version, but also adding to it, was Super Street Fighter II Turbo HD Remake, where they teamed up with OC Remakes, the fan community, to do a whole new original soundtrack for the game, too.
How do you feel about Dead Rising 3 Street Fighter II Turbo Alpha Plus Edition?
First off, that's
E3 talk. Whatever it's called.
I would upvote that for threat.
It's really good. It's really awesome looking, by the way, guys.
Bad Dudes. That would be a great HD remake.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But only if they kept the ending scene where you beat the level, they go,
"We're bad."
And it's like really like fucked up and you can't hear it. It's ecstatic. Willow.
Get the guys we should get the guys who are doing that Broforce game to do Bad Dudes.
Yeah.
You gotta change the president though. You gotta keep raiding.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would love that game with Barack Obama.
A Bad Dudes remake would be, you know, in the style of, say, Double Dragon Neon or Blood Dragon. Yeah.
I would like a remake of Custer's Revenge.
I knew you were going to say that game. How did I know?
I feel like it could be brought into 2014 and with better graphics. Same thing, but better graphics.
We can add more
like
3D.
Skrillex can do the soundtrack.
We can add more racism.
Come on, yeah. It cannot just be Native Americans. It can be every other race.
One remake that I actually, an HD remake that I want to give some props to is the Halo remakes. The collector.
They're fantastic.
They are.
Well, it's only like the first two, right?
Well, they've done the first two.
Wait, the third one was HD anyway, right? Yeah. So never mind.
Well, the problem with a lot of HD remakes, though, is what they'll do, the only thing they'll do, they won't update the textures or anything. anything. They'll just make it so that the game, the system
can just play on it. Yeah.
Well, the textures do look a lot better in Halo 1 and 2.
Which is one of the reasons that the Halo remakes that they've been doing are to be commended. They've gone back. They completely redid all the. They did all the Foley. They redid all the texture work. They redid all the lighting.
Resident Evil remakes. Resident Evil Zero, and then they did the remake of the original.
But those look fan. They look great.
They are remaking Resident Evil 2 into Resident Evil 4 style, so I can't fucking wait because it's the best game.
But the thing about Halo that I think they probably had a good time was the textures on the original Halo were so good. You'd zoom in on
They're way better than Halo 2's textures.
Yeah, you could zoom in on anything in Halo 1 and the things look fantastic in close range.
I haven't played a lot of HD remakes, but the one that I think hands down did the best job of not just remaking it, but actually changing the way it looked and the way it felt and the way it played, but keeping all of the original character was Monkey Island 1 and 2.
Yeah, buddy!
The thing that made it brilliant to me was that you could be in the middle of the game and at any point push like one of the F11 keys
and
or whatever,
go
back to the original seamlessly.
The fact that they kept the original graphics in, because they're so self-aware in those games.
Right,
it was brilliant.
Now, and that's one of the reasons that I was giving Halo props, because they do the same thing. You're able to switch back
and forth. You could do the classic and the new,
That's right. Cool.
I would love an HD remake of the first Soul Reaver.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I would like an ending to the story, please.
Say,
how about they finish the fucking story?
I think Defiance was an ending.
No, in its own way. Kane got the sword that the Soul Reaver fucking Azrael killed himself for. They didn't fucking finish the game, though.
Fun fact,
Azrael, Chuck and Finster's dad.
They need to finish the game. Thank you. Obviously, we're overlooking everything. Pong needs an HD remake. When's the last time you played Pong? You haven't, because you need a fucking HD
remake.
Rockstar's ping pong game
is the
ultimate evolution of what
Pong
could be.
And Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, HD. Yeah.
Okay, now hold on.
Michael Jackson, that game is amazing.
Yeah,
it's on the arcade.
That's a good suggestion, yeah.
You're fighting people that have guns and, like monsters, and you hit the dance button, you all dance, and they fucking explode and die.
I want
Ninja Gaiden graphics.
I had that shit on Sega Genesis.
I had to have the boob physics for
all. Yeah, boob physics. So there's no women in those games.
Well, you need to add women to it, obviously.
Also add women to that.
How's that going to be an authentic Michael Jackson experience?
It's just men and young boys.
Exactly. There's a significant difference between the arcade version of Moonwalker and the Sega Genesis version of Moonwalker, and to the best of my knowledge, it's never been re-released. And, like, why shouldn't we have the arcade version of Moonwalker?
I know there's a lot of arcade games that never got the port from arcade.
Yeah.
It'd be great to actually see those
remade.
You know, for example,
Willow.
Oh, God, that game is so good.
What about
Willow?
I know these games are still relatively new, but what about KOTOR 1 and 2?
Oh, no, KOTOR 2 needs a fucking HD remake.
Well, KOTOR 2 probably needs it more than...
That's one of the best games I've ever played. The story alone is better than any movie that's come out since, and it needs an HD remake.
But it was the first game story.
A Knights of the Old Republic...
I never played the first game, so I'm biased towards the second.
The first game was...
What was his name?
I was never into Star Wars. Sold me completely.
What was the second game?
KOTOR?
Fucking brilliant, man.
That's not KOTOR.
That's Jedi Knight.
That's Dark Forces.
Oh, yeah, Jedi Knight 2
also,
is a fucking remake.
No, Jedi Academy. It was better as when he was just a smuggler, just a bounty hunter. Just make Dark Forces without the Jedi bullshit.
Yeah, because it's weird when you have a Jedi and they're like, hi, this is Master Windu, and this is Kyle.
Because
everybody, you can relate to Kyle.
Here's Obi-Wan. Here's Qui-Gon Jinn.
Here's Kyle. No. The reason why...
One of these guys is going to be my hero.
Yes, you did.
One of them was Luke.
Is there a game... I think Resident Evil is the only one that comes to mind where when they made a sequel, they've tried to do radically different things. What would be like a good remake that you'd want to see take the original idea of what that game was and just radically redo it?
I would like a new Secret of Mana because it is my favorite game of all time, Secret of Mana.
You know what game could use... remake isn't a sequel, but remake or give me a sequel would be Otogi, Myth of Demons. That was on the original Xbox.
I never played it.
There were two of them, and they were fucking amazing.
I've never heard of this game.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You play as Well, I'll tell you the plot of the second one, because it's cooler. You play as the same character, but you're an undead hero. In the second one, a group of people are trying to save the world from the nine-tailed fox that's going to kill everything. So they kill themselves to bring you back to life, so that you can kill all the demons and stuff like this. But it had completely destructible environments, to the point where you could destroy the floor.
Like Red Faction?
Like, you start hitting people... No, you hit enemies into the ground, you start making craters that will keep getting deeper until you run out of enemies. So it's
Jesus.
Yeah, no, it was
do
amazing.
They need an, I guess they need it.
But in the first one, you only play as the main character. I can't remember his name. But in the second one, you could play as him or any of the people that killed themselves to resurrect you.
That sounds
like
really
cool. They become undead warriors as well. And they're completely different. Like, there's a little girl who's death, basically. She's got a scythe. She can fly. There's a guy who's like a were-jaguar with, like, the sun behind him. And he, like...
A were-jaguar.
It's amazing. That game needs... North American presence, but it was amazing.
You know what I want to see come back? And it would have to have the controller come back with
Battletoads HD. Thank
Go
you.
Go to hell.
Steel
Battalion.
Battletoads is coming out in GameStop any day now.
Steel Battalion. Steel, I want that controller to come back.
I want
Mario is missing anybody.
Mario is missing. Yeah, Mario's time machine.
How educational that was.
I mean, no one. The people are just sitting on the Carmen Sandiego.
Yep, that's
franchise. Yeah. Nothing's being done.
Maybe like the CDI Zeldas. We should see HD remakes of those.
Fucking Blade Runner HD, man.
Well, okay, that's
I can't even run that game.
Fortunately, there is actually a patch on GOG, so if you have the original discs, you can actually play the Blade Runner PC game. Then you need to eBay that. Right now.
I was about to say Bionic Commando, and I realized that already happened.
I loved the Bionic Commando remake, but for some reason it never, like, made a sequel. I loved it. It was
so
fun.
Yeah,
they
did. Yeah. But like Bionic Commando 1 and 2 both got an HD remake.
Not that. Like, the full 3D game. The new Bionic.
I remember when that game was coming out.
Yeah, not like the remakes, because I have.
We were talking so much crap about how stupid it sounded and just
like the guy with the dreads with the fucking huge arm that's like 10 feet long. Well,
that's a reboot, but the HD remake was the 3D graphics, but it's still a 2D side.
Those were good,
and they did those.
They were difficult. I don't know if they changed Hitler in the end when you shoot him in the face with a bazooka.
Never made it to the end.
Yeah,
I was gonna say for an HD remake, the Rocket Knight Adventures.
They did that.
They did with the armadillo gun he was running around? They did the HD remake of that?
Yeah. That's on Xbox Live Arcade.
Shit.
Oh, wow. Like, with new graphics, or they just upped the resolution?
New graphics.
Oh, wow. Well, then I need to play it. I need to get an Xbox.
Honestly, it's one of the reasons this topic is kind of hard to do, because a lot of the ones that were near and dear to
it's just
our
games
hearts,
we want to be released.
But they're already there. A lot of people have already remade
Bubble
these
Bobble
games.
HD.
I'm surprised
Jonathan's
been
Bubble. There, done that.
I played Maximo.
He had fucking heart boxer shorts, and it was amazing.
And I was going to say Guardian Heroes for Sega Saturn. That would be unbelievable.
Yeah. Or a lot of games
what is it?
Sega Saturn. A lot of Sega Saturn games.
Road Rash.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Road Rash.
Beyond Oasis.
Yeah,
Beyond Oasis. Yeah,
and Beyond Oasis had a sequel, which was called what? I can't remember.
Son of Thor or something like that.
Right, and to the
it's
best
a
of my
name for a sequel to a game that doesn't Thor. That sounds like it's about relaxing on.
Beyond Oasis was a really cool action RPG for the Genesis, which didn't have really any action RPGs. But as far as I know, that sequel, which was on Saturn, Sega CD, some
Saturn,
no re-release. It hasn't happened, and I would like to see that. Because the other one was on the
Wii.
Get
into the game business to just buy up all the IP for Sega Saturn and just do HD remakes of those.
It's probably pretty cheap.
What was that? Was it Sega CD or Sega Saturn? Where it's like the Slumber Party Murder FMVs game or whatever.
I thought you were
Night Trap. Night Trap. That's the one. Night Trap.
I thought you were about to go Sewer Shark and go yes, yes.
No.
HD remakes of Sewer Shark.
Ghostbusters 2.
The NES one.
No. Ghostbusters 2 for the Mac LC2. There's NES.
I don't know what that one
is. I played it. That needs a fucking HD remix. You go around the city and rescue ghosts, and then like everyone
rescue ghosts from the racist
and
humans
then, like,
who don't understand.
And then all the dual shit happens.
You ghost bust them out of prison.
Doug, I have an idea for season 3.
Well, that's not.
Can we bust Brandon
after he drinks himself into a coma? He's loaded with spirits already. It's
So
the two games that I would really look forward to is a complete remake, but done right, because it was never complete. Shenmue. I want to see that done.
Wait, can they take out the part where you have a 9-to-5 job working at a construction?
Just remake the whole thing from. Just cut out all the stuff that nobody liked.
So no lucky hit. We can't play. Can I interest you in a game of lucky hit?
Or just like, go and put in getting the toy ass out of the vending machine,
right,
like collecting those. Like, I gotta collect all of those.
For anybody who's unfamiliar with Shenmue,
you don't do anything.
It's a role playing game that had way too much real life in it.
You had a regular job or else you couldn't continue the game.
Do you know anybody who can speak the language of Chinese?
I'm looking for a sailor.
My dad was killed yesterday. I need this little toy out of this machine.
Nurse this cat back to health.
And then the second one had a movie out of the first one.
The second one they never brought to America, did they?
No, they did.
Yeah,
they
it was
did,
on Xbox.
But it was, but that was, it was like, it was, the second game was like games 2 through 4 merged into one or whatever.
Anyway, what was Hector's
I want from Final Fantasy VIII, not the game itself, HD remix, just the card game.
Yeah.
I want just the card game, HD.
That was the best part about that.
Wait, from which game? Eight?
Okay, so this episode has been crazy. Let's try to pull off a structured ending so someone can have some sort of a takeaway from this.
Too bad.
Yeah. I want to go through everyone. We can give, like, our picks for a game that you would like an HD remake of, like straight 100%, you know, blow for blow, not readapt it, and then a game that you want to see them radically remake and expand, like Doug was like, if they ever did Shenmue as a standalone game,
right,
and like cut out all the bullshit, that would be a remake, but not an HD remake, because an HD remake would be all the drudgery,
right?
But in HD,
so a full on remake, like reconceptualize. Take something from the original game and just make a new one.
If I had to pick a game that would be completely remade, I'm still kind of stuck on the Crash Bandicoot as Uncharted.
Yes!
But that's kind of a joke thing, but I would kind of want to see a complete rebranding and a complete redo of the original Donkey Kong, but do it in a way that's like actually terrifying. Like, you just play in a regular guy, and a giant King Kong-sized creature is just destroying a city, and you're going to take him on.
I would love that.
As far as HD remakes, everything I've mentioned was already made. Like, so I need to apparently go buy a second last-gen console and to start playing these things.
I stand by Republic Commando. It was one of my favorite shooters of all time. I think it not got enough attention, and the sequel sounded amazing. Redo that in HD, give it more updated shooting mechanics, because it still to this day has probably one of the best AI for the squad that worked with you in the game ever. They knew when to take cover, they knew when to heal you, they knew when not heal you to bring you to get you back off of your feet.
It was like Rainbow Six in Star Wars,
but what
about a complete remake?
I actually will ping pong off of what Brandon said, even though he was mostly incoherent and psychotic.
I usually am, okay,
but by the way, I get it now. Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah.
Shadows of the Empire, I guess keep the story somewhat the same, but redone completely.
Honestly,
that'd be amazing.
My favorite Star Wars game.
I have no idea why I'm a Star Wars kick today. That just is weird. Whatever.
If I had to pick a game that just reskin it, make it look party, and I know it's been kind of accomplished through mods, but I would love to see System Shock 2 come back and look proper gorgeous. Because look at Bioshock Infinite. Look at how pretty that game is. Make it dark, make it terrifying, and have that same sort of twist at the end. That would be wonderful. Just give that to me on a next-gen system. Be fine. It is kind of hard to say a game that I would want to see completely retooled from a conceptual standpoint. I got nothing. I got nothing.
Crazy
there.
Crazy Taxi.
And now I have something. Because frankly, to see Crazy Taxi play out more like GTA, where you're a down on your luck cabbie, you know what?
There is a game, but it's basically in a cyberpunk world. So it's basically the first half of Fifth Element.
About to say, is it the Fifth Element version of Crazy Taxi?
What is this game?
It sounds like what you want is a full retooling of Leisure Suit Larry.
Except not at all. Right. Because I would take Robert De Niro's character from Taxi Driver, and he would be your protagonist in the Crazy Taxi retooling. And I want that. I want all of that. Right now.
You would get no customers. You would lose them before you even picked them up.
But that's the fun part.
The only customers you'd have would be underage hookers who can't pay you.
Update, that game is called Collateral by Dancing Dinosaur Games. It had a successful Kickstarter. Will be out later this year.
Yes!
Collateral.
You see, right, this is the problem with this
element, the game.
And now it's your turn.
This remake shit. It's already been done.
What this discussion is ultimately translating to is that for as far as like HD remakes and so on, we're actually doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, it's a good time to be alive.
I'm going to pick two obscure ones for a full HD remake, just to basically take the same game and make it modern day graphics on the Sega Saturn. It was re-released by Working Design, Dragon Force. It was this amazing...
Is that a band?
It is a band, but yes. This came out before the band. It's this amazing strategy tactic game with a map and a combat version where it was like rock, paper, scissors with how you felt combated soldiers. It was amazing. I would love to see that in modern day. But take from PlayStation 1, Saga Frontier by Squaresoft.
Wow.
Yeah. Make that
you know
a total
they, you
new
know
remake.
They just remade that in HD, right?
Did they?
No, I'm kidding.
I didn't think so.
Okay. Here's the interesting thing is that Saga Frontier was one of the earliest games games to implement like hand drawing and watercolors as part of sprite animations, which of course turned into a trend with games like Okami and Child of Light and like many, many others in this day and age. Saga Frontier, like establishing that aesthetic, a remake of that, an HD remake of that would be full remake.
Yeah.
Like any, no matter what you do with it, if you take that same like intention, it would be incredible.
Yeah. So, okay, as far as being completely remade with new graphics and new animation and new everything, but the same game mechanic, totally Bushido Blade 2, 100%. That game mechanic has not returned since Bushido Blade, with the one-hit kills and like the parry system. I think it's amazing.
The
and,
hours of time.
Yeah, we used to just fight to whoever got 100 kills first off the quick draw characters. It's
always
amazing.
Finished with like 100 to like 89. So we were playing for a while.
Yeah. So the Kengo Masters, the whatever, did not fulfill that role. So completely retooling of Bushido Blade 2. If I had to just pick a game that all you would do is just redo all the textures and make it better, that's really tough because I want AVP, I want Streets of Rage 2, I want Symphony of the Night, but if I had to only pick one game, it would be Xenogears. Same game mechanics, same everything, just redraw everything and make it look better. That's it.
I agree.
Game that should be redone, I feel it should be done in like the Telltale form, which is Full Throttle.
Alright.
Really?
Yeah,
fair
okay.
Enough. Yeah.
Okay. Classic LucasArts game, awesome.
And also, another game I think that should be done graphic wise and story wise is since Valiant is back a thing now, Iron Man and Exo Manowar, which was a game.
Yeah, holy shit.
That was a game?
Yeah.
For what?
Game Boy and PlayStation 1. It was like one of the early PS1.
It was not good.
Yeah.
How the motherfuck did that happen?
A video game company like bought Valiant.
What the fuck?
The thing to remember is that back then Exo Manowar was not very good.
Right.
It's not the Exo Manowar today.
Yeah.
But the game was
But just that even happened. Like that's that's so weird.
Yeah.
A modern day Exo Manowar would be amazing.
As long as he doesn't come to Earth. I think like that's the best thing about the comics is that like when he's in space and he's like you Roman bastards, like that's great. You know? I would play 100 hours of that.
So for my HD remake, I'm surprised it hasn't been said yet since it's something that people have been talking about a lot, but I really want it is a 3DS HD remake for Majora's Mask. Like I really want to have that next stop my Ocarina.
Haven't they remade it, Majora's Mask?
No,
but there was that trailer for Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Fan-made.
When Zelda Williams came out at E3 to play Smash Brothers and was holding Majora's Mask and said that there'd be a big 3DS announcement the next day, everyone was like, oh god, is this it? Is it? And it wasn't. So that would be my just HD remake. As far as a total reboot of a game, it's an old Sega Genesis game that I think I'm the only person in the entire world that played, which was called Decap Attack.
I played that.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to say Altered Beast. That means a fucking HD remake.
Ever
remake. No one's played.
You're like this weird mummy, and you're running around, and it basically kind of worked like the health system that you had in Ghosts and Goblins, or even in Mario, where like you would get large with the mushroom, and that was an extra hit that you could take, where you would collect a skull, and you would throw, literally throw your head off of your body and hit things, and it would bounce back and catch it. But if you got hit, you lost that skull, and now it was just, like, this weird face in your body that would come out and hit things, but now you didn't have the range. But, like, the more you got hit, the less range of weapons you had. But I played that game so much when I was a kid. I would love just a total ridiculous reboot. Like, absurdly gory and bloody and just not taking it so seriously.
Would you echo that, Jared, since you're the only person who's played it?
Yeah. I played it too. It was good.
I would play that based on what he said.
Kind of stumped because I'm in the same boat Doug was, where everything's like it sounds like it's all getting an HD remake or you know
or it's on the horizon.
Yeah.
It's
a problem with being in the same age range as most of the developers these days.
Yeah,
maybe retooling of the Warcraft RTSs.
Yeah, Warcraft 3 does not age well.
No.
What do you mean?
That was a visual joke. Tony talked and kept moving his mouth.
I kind of would like to see the Resident Evil series as a whole just rebooted.
Like the original or like 4 on?
All of them.
4 on especially, but I would just
two
like
is,
to see...
Come on, what about 2? Two?
2 is
like
good.
Best.
I'm not saying that the earlier games aren't good games. It's just they've rebooted every other title they have, it seems like. Why not Resident Evil?
I mean, 4 was good. We just don't need 5 or 6.
Yeah, exactly.
My turn.
Uh-oh.
I have a lot of games I'd like to see remade.
Just one.
No. I'm going to do a lot.
No!
So, Secret of Mana is my all-time favorite game.
We know you said
game.
15 times.
Exactly. It's my favorite game of all time. I wish they would remake it. Also, Zelda 2 Link's Awakening needs a fucking HD remake. I don't care what Nintendo says. That needs to be fucking redone. Also, Star Ocean for PS1 needs to be fucking remade, because it's a brilliant game, and there's never been a game like it needs to be done.
Except for the intro, where he's like, look up at the stars. It's like a big ocean. Like a big star.
But then shit. Hey man, that shit's relevant later, okay? Shit was. Also, I obviously.
It's like some kind of hot tub time machine.
I obviously agree with Xenogears being need to be remade, because when they made Xenosaga, I was like, oh my god, but then it ended up sucking.
But your position is they need to fix the second and third acts of it, whereas Josh said he wanted...
Xenogears was supposed to take place afterwards, and they never made it. It was supposed to be the final chapter.
I understand. Like, I would love for the second and third act to be remade, but I still love it as it is, and if it got all updated graphics and stuff, I would still jerk off all over it.
Yeah, honestly, Justin, make Xenogears, finish the second disc that they never finished, and fucking make it all HD. Done. I would buy that. I'd pay $200 for that. Maybe
you hear
more.
That, Sony?
No, seriously, I love
spending a lot
Xenogears
of money.
Xenogears is one of the best games ever made, and if you haven't played it in this room, you need to fucking get on top of it.
You have no idea how much I've pushed people in this room to play it.
It's literally the best game I've ever played, besides Secret of Mana, because that's just my thing.
So, for my HD remake, I'm sticking with Beyond Oasis. I love the art style of the game. It's beautiful. I'm not much of a mechanics person, but I felt the gameplay was actually pretty awesome, since you had to work with, like, four elemental spirits to try to solve puzzles.
Let's check this game out. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
It's on the Wii. Probably the Wii U as well.
I don't have a Wii.
That's because you're a woman.
Is it on the PS4?
It is on the PS4? It is on the virtual console, at least, but it could easily be on other platforms. However, I have it on the Wii. I don't know about the rest. You know,
it was a Genesis title, you said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'll check it out.
For something that needs a little love and maybe a reboot, I'm going to say Karnov.
Oh, shit. For Nintendo, NES?
The arcade.
The Russian guy?
It's the fat, fire-breathing guy who goes around collecting K-boxes and beating up dragons.
It just sounds like one of the later enemies from Streets of Rage.
it's weird because
Karnov
made appearances in further Data East games, like, what was it, Fighters Revolution or whatever the hell it was called? He was a playable character.
Wow.
Along with this masked clown character and, of course, your standard martial arts masters, American Badass, the list goes on.
Was that his name? American Badass?
Bad Dudes versus Dragons.
Sure, yeah. There we go.
I thought of one more that I would love to see, and no one here has mentioned it yet, but I'm serious about this one. I would love to see a remake of Jurassic Park Trespasser.
What's Jurassic Park Trespasser?
That's the one where you play as the female protagonist who gets stranded on Site B, and you have no idea, you've never heard of Jurassic Park, and all of a sudden dinosaurs come up, your arm is broken, you only have one arm to fire any weapons, and it was revolutionary with the physics at the time. The problem is that it became sort of like too much like Half-Life 2 before Half-Life 2, which is a bunch of physics puzzles, but the physics were like a big deal at the time.
What system was that on? I never heard of
PC.
It.
PC.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
There was no HUD. The only way you could tell if you were like injured is like they put a tattoo of like a heart with like the thorns on it on her chest, so you had to like look down and look at the tattoo, and depending on the color of the tattoo would be how much life you have left.
Oh, that's horrible.
They wanted it to be a true survival horror.
How old is that game?
Like 1998.
Really? Okay. Shit.
It hasn't aged very well, but if you were to take that concept and update it, I think it could be terrifying.
I really
want
to download that.
Sounds like it would be an outstanding accessory to the future Jurassic Park film.
Mm-hmm.
Much like how the Mad Max game, if it is still in development, will be an outstanding accessory to the new Mad Max movie.
God, I want it. We were talking about it today. I want that movie to be good so bad.
Well, everybody wants it to be good.
Yeah, but I want it to be good like Dread was.
I want it to be mad.
Can I say one quick one?
Yes.
Fine.
Gran Turismo 2.
Just the second one.
No, Gran Turismo 2 is the best driving simulator of all time. Forza is now the best one because Polyphonic has dropped the ball. They suck now. But Gran Turismo 2 had the best upgrades, the stuff you could do to the car, mechanics, you know, adjusting downforce, all that other stuff.
I did play the shit out of Gran Turismo 2. I never played anyone else.
But you could adjust the gear ratios to be exactly what you wanted to. You could do everything in the game, and it had the largest selection of cars. It was, what, 1,500 cars, I think?
It was too many.
It was too many.
You could buy, like, a Toyota minivan for no reason.
Well, no, but the thing is, they had a lot of concept cars. Like, the Corvette Serve 2 was in it, which was a car from the 60s, which could do 0 to 60
seconds. Sports shit we don't know.
Yeah. Well, I know you're nerds, but whatever. That game absolutely needs to be remade because Polyphonic needs to regain their lost ground, and they kind of suck now.
Glover.
Yeah, nothing needs a remake more than Glover from the Nintendo 64. There's an arcade game that was, if I remember it correctly, awful. I played it exactly twice, and then it got shuffled out of rotation. I don't know what the deal was with it. It was a byproduct of the Mortal Kombat super hyper-violent era of fighting games. It was called Time Killers.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I played the hell out of Time Killers. Yeah,
it was Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail, the fighting game. If you did enough damage to someone's leg, their leg comes off, and they hop around. If you actually did enough headshots, you'll fucking end the game early.
Fun fact, Time Killers is the game they're playing in Shaun of the Dead.
Really?
Really.
I've never heard of this game. Wait, what's the main characters? Like, what are you?
It is, you're just characters from hyper-sexualized, hyper-violent characters from around history.
It's like a 2D thrill kill.
Yep, so it's just fighting.
Yeah, also, fun fact, the same arcade I played Karnov in was the same arcade I played Time Killers.
Yeah. I've never seen Time Killers, and I've been to a shit ton of arcades.
We'll link. I mean, like I said, it was a flash in the pan, and it was not good, if I remember correctly.
I'm looking at pictures of it now.
The concept of it was amazing.
Yeah, I want an HD remake of Time Killers. And, don't improve it. You know, make it not suck. Balance it out a little bit. But keep it cheesy. Keep it exactly structured as it was. Simple, you know.
So maybe the team from Lollipop Chainsaw should get their hands on
this. Yes. Suda 51 needs to be behind this.
And yeah. do you have a... Is that an HD remake or a complete remake?
That's an HD remake. Mm-hmm. Here's the complete remake I want to do. To the best of my knowledge, it's been a long time since there's been a good Simpsons game. It's been a long time since there was a good Simpsons anything. And I think that the problem with Simpsons is the television format is stale for it. They can no longer regurgitate stories featuring those same characters. They've rebooted their continuity even in this weird kind of roundabout way. It needs something new. So maybe the medium to tell a new, good Simpsons story is video games. I propose you take a game that should have been really good but wasn't, and make it extremely good. Bart versus the Space Mutants. It was a parody of They Live and a few other things.
And it was bad.
And it was not a good game at all. But as a kid, the idea of it was really, really compelling. So imagine, if you will, Bart Simpson for the first time ever in open world Springfield. probably not for the first time ever. I don't know. And you, much like Rowdy Roddy Piper, are trapped in this world of Springfield that you as the viewer/gamer know and love, but you don't know who you can trust anymore. And it becomes a action RPG based on They Live and any other sci-fi trope they can mash into it for the greatest Simpsons pop culture experience that there's ever been.
So it's South Park the Stick of Truth, Simpsons, and better.
Yeah, and better.
I am so entirely down with that.
Yeah. That's
Cap, you win. I think you win.
Yeah.
Well, golf clap.
I want lemmings.
Jeepers.
Shut up.
I think that sounds like that's going to wrap this up.
That
a
wraps
bit.
It up. Thanks so much to Bryce Harris and Archaeus for these awesome topics.
Bryce Harris, you're still on the list.
You're still on the list, man. But you knew what you were getting into. If you would like us to talk about the subject of your choice for 15 minutes or so, then all you got to do is support Nerdy Show. We're an entirely listener-supported podcast network. And if you donate the correct amount, if you break 100 or 200 or 300, etc., you get to decide what we talk about for 15 minutes. Now, you might be saying to yourself, if you're listening to this episode the day it comes out, Cap, you promised us D&D, and I'm sorry, and Colin's sorry. It's coming next week.
It's going to be great. I promise you.
We just need a little bit more time. E3 and all that travel really, really killed us. So we got to do a little bit more work, but it's going to be out. And then, of course, our every other month schedule will be uninterrupted. And this is the last day. If you're listening to this on June 30th, 2014, this is the last day of the D&D support try. This is your last chance to decide the next campaign that we undergo.
If you wanted to be Ape of a Thousand Dicks, this is the last chance to make it be
Ape of a Thousand Dicks.
I did.
Okay.
That's a topic that that
I want that game to be made.
That's a creature that Mike suggested, and it's been pitched to us as a.
Like, is that like a mule?
we don't know.
I'm imagining an ape that has a single dick that changes constantly.
So it's like
just as dick is a changeling.
No, I want 1,000 dicks coming out of an ape.
It's like the ape with 1,000 dicks.
Exactly, it's the ape with 1,000 dicks.
Anyway,
Durafago, who suggested that, left it to us to ultimately decide what exactly that means.
So maybe it's an ape, but every time that somebody tells a story about it, they describe the dick different. So it really is
the
hero of 1,000 faces.
The ape with 1,000 dicks.
Yeah. It's just, every time the story.
Stop giving this credibility and let it be an ape with 1,000 penises.
The dick with a dick that had fins on it came at.
The dick changes depending on the culture.
Yeah.
It's like how every race interprets Galactus differently when they see him.
Right.
Yes.
He has a different dick in every culture.
Is that why he was a cloud in the last
Yeah.
Why not?
It's an ephemeral penis.
So the topics in play are currently Ape of 1,000 Dicks, as you've heard. Perchance to Dream, a scenario in which all of the players of Dungeons and Doritos are subjected to their wildest dreams and fantasies, to realize that it's all a sham.
Those poor people.
Yeah. Law and Disorder, a murder mystery where our party is trapped inside a house where a murder's been committed, and they have to clue their way out of the situation.
I want that.
I still don't get why they just wouldn't murder their way out of the situation.
That's what would happen.
Well,
that's
we'll
eventuality.
See. Yeah. VMAC and the Holy Monkeys.
I want to see that one.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's been suggested that maybe if there's fan demand, it could somehow merge with the Ape of 1,000 Dicks.
Do not want.
The Ape of 1,000 Dicks is a gift from God.
No.
It's a holy monkey.
No.
So what are you going to have? The Holy Monkey wants to merge with the Ape of 1,000 Dicks.
You know,
I think that's an extremely bad idea.
I just got to say, an Ape with 1,000 Dicks probably would need to use a lot of halos.
Oh, we've got to get these two together.
Yeah. I think that would be an extremely bad idea.
If that's something you'd like to see, then just go to the forums and continue that discussion.
Do not want.
D&D Resurrection, where the players of Dungeons and Doritos and the players of Ghostbusters Resurrection cross paths.
Yeah!
And perhaps streams.
Yeah. In the urine sense.
You never cross the plucking stream.
We do it more than once.
We've done it once.
Once,
right?
You should.
Did we do it twice?
You should have died.
You and Poole crossed the streams, and it wasn't enough. Then you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You should have died. Is all.
You shouldn't have done it.
No. We crossed them when they were going into a different dimension.
Yeah, you should have died.
We're the Ghostbusters. Fuck off.
Fuck off, man. I'm a scientist. And finally, the Glampire's Crystal Web, in which some attributes of the Lightning Dog's plot trickle into a medieval fantasy adaptation in the form of Dungeons and Doritos.
I
think you could just put Glampire in there, because he's a multidimensional.
That's more or less what we're suggesting.
Yeah.
Basically like Dormammu, but gayer.
Yeah. No, I'd say like Dormammu. I'd say Dormammu, but fair.
Fair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
And right now, I'm going to give some shout-outs to some very special people, but I'm going to cut to me in the studio.
Oh, hey. Well, there hasn't actually been much to update since we recorded this. Two donations have come in. Barry I, who said $5 more for Ape of 1,000 Dicks. And Sean Lawlor, who also said, going back to Ape of 1,000 Dicks, because how can you go wrong with a title like that? Well, Sean, I think I can think of 1,000 ways that you can go wrong with that. But then I suppose there's also 1,000 ways it can go very right. This is it, guys. This is D&D Day. If you want to support the network, if you want to decide what we do, do it now. And if you're listening to this and the D&D drive is over, well, at some point in the future we'll have another one, so keep an eye out. And the network is always listener-supported, no matter what gimmick we're doing per month, so if you have some money to spare, we've got some cool bonus perks with new ones every single month. So as long as you're loving what we're doing, there's always a good reason to donate. Before I give you guys back to the crew for some goodbyes, I just want to let you know that we've actually got two new videos out. One is our role-playing podcast panel from this year's MegaCon, Potions, Proton Packs, and Pokeballs, where some of the crew from Dungeons & Doritos, Ghostbusters Resurrection, Pokeballs of Steelix, and Paranoia XP and our other one-shots all did a panel recollecting some stories from the games themselves and from behind the scenes. And, perhaps most importantly, it's the video debut of the Jamella Dalla Egbert puppet, the lascivious dragonborn from Dungeons & Doritos. The puppet that you guys helped fund the creation of. Also, we've got a brand new beta test. Brandon's video series where he talks about forthcoming indie games. When he records them, he's more or less sober, and definitely a good degree more coherent than he was during this episode. But hey, that's what pool parties with vodka get you. The new video is for a game called Paparazzi, which is currently being funded on Kickstarter. Check out the video, and if you haven't checked out the series, there's more beta tests and weird Brandon antics waiting for you.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Jared.
Bye, I'm Brandon.
I'm Trench.
I'm Paul.
I'm Josh.
Bye, I'm Hex.
I'm Jermaine.
Bye, I'm Tony.
I'm Briggs.
Bye, I'm Doug.
Taking us out, what you got for us, Cap, in the studio?
Well, what I've got is a track by Corey Johnson, the fella who came to our attention because he recently released an incredible album of Earthbound-inspired music. Some of the best-produced and most creative rearrangements of Earthbound score, fused with just as much emotion and pop culture references as the game itself. So, to encourage you to follow the link on this episode's page and check it out for yourself, here's an excerpt from one of the tracks. This is Towns 3, Enlightenment, by Corey Johnson. Thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. We mean that. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
You're drunk as shit.
I've got to get my voice on.
Hello!
I want you to know that your fist is the size of my skull. So, if you want to smash it.
That's useful information.